Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're holding at the very bottom of Samach Hei Amud Beis, V'Omer Abaye. Now this V'Omer Abaye is the third memra out of three memras, all three that Abaye said, related to the inyan of Shtika Kohida. Since the Gemara is going to make a Tzrichasa on all three in another few lines, we should just quickly review the last few lines of Samach Hei Amud Beis from roughly eight lines from the bottom. Omer Abaye. Each one of these members of Abai is teaching us this rule of Shtika Kohida. Amar Abai, Amalei Eid Echad, a person pointed to Reuven and said, Reuven, Achal Techelev, did you know you ate Chelev this morning? Aivavei! You eat b'shoigig, but you ate Chelev. Valoi Shoisik, and Reuven doesn't say a word, he just keeps silent. Neman, then the Eid Echad is believed, and Reuven will have to bring a Korban Chatas because he ate Chelev b'shoigig. And I'll bring you a raya, says Abai. If he's makhish the eight, then he's potter. Because he didn't have two eight, he only had one eight. Then he's potter. However, however, if he was silent, then it's mehaman. Because if in fact, in that case, the eight echad would not be believed, if ishtik, let us say even a greater chiddush in the braisa, that whether or not he was makhish and said lo yachalti, or whether he was even just shoisik, he's potter. The fact that it says only by lo yachalti is potter is masher the shtika koido, and he'd be chay. V'yomer Abai, and I'll give you another example. Omolai, eid echad, one eid echad says to Reuven, nid mutari secha, you should know all of your taris became tamei, I saw the neveil, I saw the sherets, touched them, they're all tamei. Valoi shoisik, and again Reuven is quiet. Neman, then he, the aid is believed, and therefore he would not be able to go and partake in any of these taharas now during the period that he is tohar. But on the tune, we learned that the braisa eid echad oimet nitmu. If an eid echad says to Reuven, your taharas became tamei, and he says, no, you're wrong, then he's taka potter. The word potter is really not appropriate, probably more like mutter. Anyway, or tohar. But the point is that, again, taimed to amaloi. Ha'ishik, if he would be silent, Muhammad would be believed. And now we have a third case, not exactly the same, but very similar, V'yom Abaye. Omloi Eid Echad, one Eid said, Shorcha Nirva, your Shor lived with an individual. And we know by Roiv of a Nirva, Rashi reminds us, that is not an Isser Hanoh, however, it is a din of, you cannot bring it for a carbon. The beginning of Parshas, Vayikra, it says in the Pasuk, Rashi brings it, men a bokar, men a tzoyim, etc., men in the hema, men a bokar, men a tzoyim, this is lahoitzi reiv v'nirvan, this is lahoitzi nevan, this is lahoitzi mokza, exactly. So shorcha nirva, the only problem is bringing for a car. Now obviously, says Rashi, if you have two edim, then of course, then you have to go into shorcha nisko. And then shorcha nisko, of course, is osir even bano, isra no. That goes without saying. We're talking about shorcha nirva, that only one eid. And again, the owner of the shor is quiet. His ne'aman, the aid, is believed so that you cannot go and bring this for a carbon. V'tanatuna, once again, we bring a rai from a braisa. Shenev deboy aveira. If the boy aveira means that, for instance, they went and used this animal for an aveira, such as roiv v'nirva, v'sheim es halpi eid echad, or it was Mamus, and it was a Ishar Nagach, who, however, but it didn't have two Eidim, there was only one Eid that he's a Ishar Nagach, that he killed someone. Alpi Eid Echad. Oy Alpi Balam, or the Balam themselves are Moidu Mesvali, yes, we saw our own Shor unfortunately killed someone. Ne'eman, then he is believed. What means he's believed? That this Shor would be therefore disqualified to bring for a carbon. Now the Gemara analyzes this Brisa when it says Alpi Eid Echad. Hi, Alpi Eid Echad, Hei Chidami. Ita Kamoidu Balim, if the Balim are nodding and they say, Yo, yo, Eid Echad, you're right. No, Hain Alpi Balim. It already says, Alpi Eid Echad, Oy Alpi Balim. Elalam Muzach said, we're talking about a case, not that the Balim were Moda Umisvada out loud, in the case of the Pi Eid Echad, but rather the Shasik. So therefore, the Bryce is telling us two cases. Case number one, the one Eid Echad came, and the Balim were silent. Case number two, where the Balaam said themselves, even without an Eid Echad, yeah, it's true, Shorchan the Shori Nirva, and or Nevdu Boyaveira, and the Heimis Alpi Eid Echad, etc. Anyway, the point of all this, as the Gemara is, El Lav the Shosik. And therefore, I have yet a third raya that if an Eid echot se shorcha nirva v'haloi shoysik is neman. So now, l'choyre, all Abai has done is he's collected three separate halachas, all telling us the same principle, that shtika koido by eir echot is neman. So what do I have to have all three? He says, well, I'll tell you why. Utricha. The Ashvi Nachemais would only say the first case of the eating of the chalif to bring a korban. Ilav the kimli ben afshei, the ovar, or the ovad, or the ovar, then chul bazor li have a maisi. Says the Gemara, the person was shoysik, it must be that he was shoysik, not because he just figured, I'm not going to bother responding, but because out of conviction, he must have agreed to that eid echad. How do I see, and why do I say that he agreed to the eid echad? Because if he didn't agree, then this will be a chumra haboli de kula or li de kilkul. To go and say, okay, fine, I'm not going to go and argue with the aid, and therefore I was oifer. Now what do you have to do? You have to bring a carbon. You can't just bring a carbon chattis willy-nilly, then it would be chulin bazara. So he wouldn't be able to go and bring that. The fact that he's willing to go and bring the chulin bazara, that means that his shtiko is taka an affirmative hoidah. It's not just, oh, okay, your nation will cost me $200 for kids. No, it means that he actually believed that aid, and that's why there's namonis. Therefore, his shtika kodo is not just stam shtika kodo. His shtika kodo is an affirmative shtika kodo, even though he's quiet. But affirmatively, he's agreeing because he's actually bringing a carbon.
Then why does it say neman? Shouldn't it say chayev? I mean, it says neman. It says neman because, I was wondering about this yesterday. I thought, well, he's, you know, sort of totally, he's, you know, it's he's not sure if he is chayev or not.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another aid.
Right, right.
It's sort of like pending. I don't want to say it's a totally, like, usham totally.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's pending. It's like, it's not conclusive yet. It, usually in Kachim, when we have Pater, we have chayev as the other thing.
Okay, so look at the last Rashi of yesterday's
Shabbat. Anyway, he had to be shoving.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. As if you'd say chayev, you say chayev chachas for shoging.
So look, what does Rashi say? Achal to chaylev. Ne'aman, he is believed. Ha'ed is believed. The kosher karmen, he has to go and bring the karmen. Fine. So that's exactly what ne'aman means, says Rashi. Ne'aman means he's believed the gabe that he did it b'shoy.
The language is a little bit different.
Maybe because the Gemara wants to use the same ne'aman for all three cases.
Okay.
For instance, the gabe nitmutar secha. What are you going to go and say? You can go and say then all the taris atomic.
It's the same way you can't say. It should say tahor. It should say Tamei Tahar.
Good. And here Bishorchen Nirba. Neman. And each time the Gemara uses the same term.
It's exactly.
So Gemara uses the same term all over, all three, to go and show that the Ikka that he's trying to tell us is it makes no difference which category you're talking about, whether you're talking about Tumah V'Tahara, whether you're talking about bringing Karbonis, whether you're talking about Eshor and Nisko. None of these things that makes a difference. Each time the Eid Echad is Neman, based on his Shtika Kaita. In the first case, I would say the reason why we believe that ate echad is because he himself, the one that ate the chalif purportedly, must be that he agrees that he probably ate chalif. Because if he felt that he's wrong, he would be machish, not because he just wants to, you know, make the ate echad look bad, he would be machish because he doesn't want to bring chulim bazar. May ma'amrin in the fact that he was quiet, hide the shosik. The sober constantly be made to Masri. Okay, so I won't be able to go and eat it now when I'm Tahar. But there are always times during the month or during the year that I become Tameh, that I touch an Avela, that I touch a Sheret, that I touch my wife,
go to a funeral,
whatever. I mean, it happens from time to time. And even if I, the man, doesn't have Yemei Tumah that frequently, but his wife has Yemei Tumah every month, so therefore she'll be able to go and eat from these tarish and nitmu. It's not something that I have to throw out in the refuse. It's not as if it's a psasar bano. I'll use it at other times, so it's not a problem. Just like if you have something parva, and then by accident some milchik touched it, okay, I won't be able to eat parva anymore, so I'll eat it next time for breakfast. I'm eating milchik, so I'll eat that together with that. So ma kolarash is nishkef ferlich. And therefore, the fact that he was shoysik, I might think that is not really a concession. It was just based, okay, you know, I've lived through many other worse tragedies. I'll live through this too. So I wouldn't have a raya of shtikoida. Kamash malon, no, that is shtikoida. And Rashi adds, so what would be the nafkimina lalacha? The nafkimina would be that even though he goes and chuckles his head, or he's at least shoysik even without chuckling his head, since he doesn't really care. Okay, it's tummy, fine, I'll put it away. I'll eat it next time, another occasion. Says Rashi, however, if you in fact said that that's not a rye that shtika koidah, it would be mutarim letahirim. Another tahar would be able to go and eat. Because the fact that he was shoysik is not an affirmative statement shtika koidah, it's just that he shrugs his shoulders and says, okay, you know, we'll get through this one too. But don't bring any rayas from his shtika. Kamash l'arabai, no shtika koidah. V'yash min hov would only say the second case, v'shem de kamafsid le'bi meitza arasa. He still does have that loss. He was hoping to eat it fresh this week when he started. Now he's going to have to put it away in storage. It's going to be a little bit stale, whatever. After all, Baruch Hashem, I have a flock of 10 shvarim, maybe 100 shvarim. I got plenty of oxen. Think every one of these oxen, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to bring for a carbon? Of course not. I need these oxen to go and work in the field. I need it for this, I need it for that. And that being the case, says the Gemara, so he said, okay, fine, so I won't use this for a carbon. I'm going to put a special red bendela around one of the legs to identify that this is the one that was the Shor HaNirva or whatever, and we won't bring it for a carbon. No, nishkeferlich, you know, I wasn't thinking of bringing this particular animal for carbon anyway. So therefore I would think, Vaita, his shtika is not a rayab hoidah. Three, because that's why you have to have all three cases, says Abaya, to tell you, you're shoysik, shtika koita. Now we're going to go and take this to Inyani Aroyas. Iboilu. Ishtei Zinsa. Unfortunately, somebody goes and tells the uncle, unfortunately, your wife was Mazana. How many Edom you have? Edechad, 1/8. Beshoisik. And Yankel is silent. Mao, what do we say? Do we say here, also Shtika Kaidah, and therefore he's now prohibited living with his wife and he has to give her a get because unfortunately she was Mazana? Or do you say, no? So the fact that he wasn't Makrish is just because I have no proof one way or the other. I'm startled. I didn't know what to say. So what's the difference? Shoisik Mao, Omer Abayi Neman, this Eid Echad is believed, then he will be now prohibited to live with his wife, because if she lived with someone else consensually, and that's a real znus, then you have to go and divorce her. Rava Omar Eina Naman. Why? Have a Dov Sheba Erva, Dov Sheba Erva, Bachos Mishnayim. Dov Sheba Erva, you always have to have two. Here we're talking about Arayis, we're not talking about Karbonis, we're not talking about Asher and Niskel, we're not talking about Asher and Nirva, we're not talking about Taharis. Talk about Arayis, you're going to have to have two. Eid Echad, even with the Shtika Idah, still doesn't do the trick.
But she herself, you have a Das Lishol situation here, like we had in Sota. So, I mean, she herself, we can do, you know, and to ask her and talk to her,
no,
and see if is she Jushal Hakira, is she telling the truth? I mean, it's not like an animal or Taharis or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a living being, so.
And therefore?
Doesn't that also have an impact on this? That, you know, a man, I mean, It's the woman herself has intelligence.
We will assume that she's going to deny it.
Okay.
So now that it's denied, and we only have Eid Echad, the question is that enough to go and prohibit the husband to continue living with his wife, just based on his shtika plus that Eid Echad, does that together do the trick? Says Abaye, yes, he is Neman. Rava says, ain't a Neman.
Not
when
the Chiddush
is that he
didn't punch the guy.
Omer Abaye. So now, Abaye, of course, is Lishitasai, that has already said three times Neman, and now you have a fourth time Neman. He always holds Shtiki Koita. Omer Abaye. You know, I'm in a law. I'll bring a raya from a case that happened. A very unfortunate case. The Usami, there was a Suma. Suma, of course, means a person who was a Sagi Nohar, when Nebuch was blind. That Mesada Mesnaisa Kami Demar Shmuel. He obviously was a very bright person, and he must have had a phenomenal memory. After all, he was a Summa, he couldn't look into any text. Not that Torah Sheba Baal Peh was written down anyway, but presumably they made notes, like the Gemara says from time to time. He didn't make any notes because he's a Summa. But he remembered all the mice, all the Brises, all the Mishnais, all the Teseftis, and therefore he was Shmuel's encyclopedic knowledge of all the brises, and he would frequently come before Shmuel, and he would repeat the brise if Shmuel said, oh, what's the halacha this? Oh, it's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, and he'd repeat the whole brise. One day he was delayed, and he did not come to Bis Medrash. Shmuel, of course, was very nervous about it. To show the shliach Abbasreis, he sent the shliach to go and find out what happened to the Suma. Maybe he's not feeling well, maybe he has the sniffles, who knows? So now the two now did not cross paths, but rather the shliach went down one path, like a chweis on Broadway, and he, the Suma, came on Western Avenue, and they never met. Eventually the shliach came back to report that I didn't find the Suma, But now the shliach himself says, "Oh, I see that the suma now bechnulim bismadish." And the shliach said, "Suma, I have very bad news for you. What's that? Omar ishtizin. So when I came there to the house and you weren't there, unfortunately, I saw that your wife was mazana." The Gemara doesn't say, but you can see that the suma did not say anything, and that's why the suma was shasik. He was so quiet, the Gemara didn't even say that he was quiet. Also, come to Marshmul. So now the suma comes in front of Marshmul. What do I do now? This Eid Echad said she was mazana. I was shasik. Do we paskin like Abai? Do we paskin like Rav? Is it Neman or ain't a Neman? Shmuel, of course, was before Abai Varava, but you understand. Amalei, so now he, Shmuel, said to the Summa, Imehemen Loch, if you believe him, we'll see in a minute what that means, Zil Afka, then you have to go and send your wife away, you have to give a divorce, and think about new plans for new marriage. V'eloi, however, if you don't believe him, Loi Tafik, then you don't have to. The Frey Timura, my love, what does that mean, imehemen? My love, imehemen, aloch, to love gazlanahu. If you feel comfortable that this aid is a qualified aid, in the sense that he is not disqualified because of any of the psulei aiders, such as that he's not a gazlan, he's not zach bekuvia, any of those things that we listen. Exactly. If you are satisfied that he is a kosher aid, then you're stuck. Because aid echot, combined with shosik, we had Abaye, Bais is Neman. Unfortunately, Neman, and you're stuck. You're going to have to go, and Apik, you're going to have to go and send away your wife.
But he wasn't shosik. He went to Yashmul. He
Bishas Mas, he was shosik. Okay. He was so shosik, Gemara doesn't even say that he was shosik. Okay. That's how quiet he was. Good. So now he asked the day later, he goes to Shmuel, what do I do now? So Gemara. So Lachay Abaye has a good raya from Mas, Shoyi with Shmuel. Verova. What Shmuel meant when he said not if you are convinced, if you're satisfied that he is a kosher qualified eid, because that only leaves you with eid echad. According to Rava, you don't have to go and send your wife away. Rava said, if you believe this eid as if he were to, in other words, if you empower him and say, this is such a choshev aid. After all, this is a shliach of Shmuel. We're not just talking about a FedEx guy or a mailman or something, or one of those millions that sit in the streets that are delivering for Amazon. We're talking about a choshev aid. So therefore, if you feel that he is so choshev, that he's yirei shemayim yotzei yedei shneim, that he's like two people, no, by two aidim, of course, you have to be mafkir. However, if you don't choose to exalt him to act as if he's like two aidim, but he's only like one aid. He's only one aid. Ain't a neman like you yourself for Rava hold. And therefore, so Rava now is reinterpreting what Shmuel said with the imahemelach. According to Abaye, imahemelach means if you believe him as aid echad, then neman, according to Abaye, you have to go and send away. Rava said, no, imahemen like two aidim, then you have to send away. But if he's not mehemen like two aidim, he's just aid echad. Morris said already before, says Rava, ain't a neman. So you have no right. The Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, okay, I have another raya. This raya is from a very famous or infamous story, if you will. Mino Aminala, the sign we have in the Braisa. Ma'as of Yani HaMelech. Rashi already tells us Yani HaMelech was number one from the base Chashmanoim, and therefore he was a Kohen. But as we know, the Chashmanoim also desired and took over the Malchus, either prior to or following the story of Hanukkah. Good. Anyway, so it tells us a story about Yani HaMelech, that he went out in a major military action. Holach l'kuchlis shem midbar. Rashi says Kuchlis is the name of a place. Shem Medina shem midbar. Some Medina there. Bekibish shem shishim krachim. You see how successful it was? 60 walled cities. Normally a krach is a walled city. If not a walled city, but a large city. Not a kfar, a krach. So he was koyvish. He conquered 60 krachim. As you know, 60, of course, sometimes exaggerated. Okay. Ubechazurasei, when he returned from the battlefront, he was so happy. The Karla Cholchachmi, so they called all the Chacham together. Omlehem, and he said to them, even though I'm a melech, and Baruch Hashem, this royalty, we can go and eat the most festive and the most delicious delicacies. However, Omlehem, but we say, no, you're Ichen Meluchim. Our office, when we were building Beis Hamikdash, they came ba'anius, and therefore they would eat meluchim. We normally think of meluchim like herring, salted fish. It actually says over here, salted yirokos. Meluchim yirokos, sein and shmon kakuli. So therefore they ate, if you will, like poor man's bread. It's somewhat similar to what we do at the Seder, that we say halachma anya diachalua basana biyara di mitzrayim. So this is the bread of affliction of anias that we ate back in Mitzrayim. We're going to eat now the meluchim like our ovis did at the time of Beis Hamikdash. As af onu noicha meluchim, we're going to do the same thing. Zechalav yisaynu the helu meluchim al shulchanis shelzot. It was a very, very a great contrast here at Shulchanis shelzot. Royalty, everything is in gold and silver and beautiful, and they were eating this and plain salad from these meluchim. Baruchu liyet. Vayisham echad ish letz leiv ra ubliyal. As you see, the Gemara really piles upon him all these wonderful negative titles. Exactly. Aletz, metalevra, metabliyam. And we'll soon see what he, with his litzanus caused. V'aloz ben pa'ir, Shemayin. His name was Loz ben pa'ir. V'ayim aloz ben pa'ir liyanei melech. He came to Yanei Melech. Yanei Melech, libam shal perusha melecha. They're all eating here at the Suda, and they're all looking and smiling. But you should know the perushim, which means the Chachma Yisrael, really, they do not think highly of you. Rashi says, "Sin echahim." Did your enemies, the ain't semechem hatzlachoscha, even if they are mishtatef in the suda, they are not really happy with the hatzlacha that you just had. Zokti Yomara umo eeser says Rashi. Yanei Melech said to Loza Peira, "How can I tell that what you're saying is true? Maybe you're just making. Maybe this is just fake news." Says Loza Ben Peira, "Hakalem betzitz shebein enecha. You should do. You should go and put the tzitz on." On top of your forehead, and it's not b'shas avoida, and therefore you'll see what the reaction is going to be. Because as we know, big dikahuna, you're not allowed to have hano other gen during this manu avoida, or for a minute or two thereafter, because and therefore you can't say that the person should disrobe in the middle of the azara as soon as he finished avoid. So he has enough time to run to the base of moikin and then change his clothing over there. But you're wearing a tzitz in the middle of just a regular Sa'udah, they're going to be upset. So therefore, he told him, go and put the tzitz on Bein Enecha, and that's what Yanei HaMelech did. Hekim lem tzitz, Shebein Enev, bitzitz Shebein Enev, he put the tzitz on. Ho Yishom Zaken Echad, Yehuda ben Gedidia Shemayim. It was a Zaken by the name of Yehuda ben Gedidia, V'yom Yehuda ben Gedidia, Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech, Rav Loch Keser Malchus, Hanach Keser Kun Lezare Shalaharen. You are the Melech. As a Melech, you're the king. You don't have to have all the titles in the world, all the covet. Leave some of the covet for other people too. Don't take all of the kibudim. Let other kahanim be the kohen gadol and the kahanim. You just stay in the royal palace. Go and have your military successes. Fine, good. Stay away from the kudim. Now, why did he say that? Because the word was out on the street. We'll soon see what the basis of that was. That Imoy, that the mother of Yanei HaMelech, Nishbis Moidiyim, she was one time taken into captivity in the town of Moidiyim, and Yanei HaMelech's father was a Kohen. Best Arai is because Yanei was a Kohen, so usually the father and son usually goes together, so therefore the father was a Kohen. And he went and married with this mother of Yanei, before Yanei was born, obviously, but she was a Shavuya. As a Shavuya, we assume that unfortunately the Goyim did what they do with the Shavuyim. We all know what happened, unfortunately, in recent days in the Shavuyim in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we can assume that Nebuch, she lived with a Goy against her will, but she lived. And now she is not allowed to go and marry Yanei HaMelech. She has a status for as a Zoyna, even though it wasn't done with her permission, was not done consensually, she was violated. But nevertheless, a Kohen is not going to marry her. And therefore, if the Kohen marries her, guess what? The son is going to be a Cholol. Who's that son? That's Yanai. Therefore, Yanai, you're a Cholol. He didn't say that expressly. The Gemara is now telling us, he told him in a nice way. Leave the kun of somebody else and you just stay as Melech. Why did he say that? Show you. Even because that was the word out on the street, so to speak, that Yanai and Melech was a Cholol, and therefore he's not roy to do the avoidus kahuna. Vayivukish adobav lo nimtza. When this became known to Yanei HaMelech, they made a full-fledged investigation. They had a congressional committee, and they sent out, and they asked, and the dobav, bum, 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 and vayivukish adobav, and they found out lo nimtza that it's not true, that in fact he was not a cholol after all. And now Yanei HaMelech was quite upset. Vayivod l'chachmi Yisrael b'zam. He separated himself from the chachamim b'zam, with a tremendous kas, with tremendous fury against them. You're trying to go and throw me out of the kahuna. I'm right to be a kohen. We're going to see in a moment why they initially thought that he was a cholel, and what was the proof afterwards that he was not a cholel. We're going to see that.
Why aren't they worried about his wearing this, not this amount, like you said?
It's when the tzitzel of a makam avoda.
Right.
So, but they would.
So that could have been the. They should have said, you know, the Yanai, you know.
But he's a king. He's a king. You don't give mister to the king like you give to a 14-year-old.
Well, you don't say it in that way. Just say.
See, so I said it. So he said it in an indirect way. You have a keter. You have the crown. This is a crown of the kahuna.
Yeah, but the point of the Gemara seems that they're pointing. The reason for it was that they.
That's the real reason.
They didn't investigate. No,
the
but
good
they,
reason.
No, but they did an investigation.
That's afterward. That's afterward. They had to answer the slander.
No, but the slander was not that you're wearing the big day kahuna.
Right.
Not Bismano. The slander was that your mother was nishbez.
Right, but he was not acting as the kohen. He was acting as the king. He wasn't doing the avoda. He's encroaching now on the kahuna. That's exactly the point. He's acting as the king.
So you're saying there was a double point. You're not Roy, and you're also encroaching.
But that's the whole point. The fact that he's encroaching, it didn't matter until he started encroaching on the kahuna. Now he's starting to act like the kohen. They said, you know, this is, you know, pasnish. He shouldn't be the kohen because he's
a cholol after all.
He's a cholol. If he's a cholol, he shouldn't be the kohen.
He wasn't a cholol.
And even if he were a kohen, he shouldn't be wearing the tetzel b'shas
avoy.
Right. Question.
Yes, Mendy.
This is the kohen gadol.
Right.
Wouldn't
come gadol. Yanai HaMelech took upon himself not only to
he's
be...
He's very ambitious.
Exactly. He wanted to be everything. Not only to be a king and to be a kohen, to be a kohen gadol as well.
Isn't he the one who asked his wife, what's better, goat meat or lamb meat? And they, in the end, we're in sukkah. And they call him the kohen gadol, and then they cut off his hand. Because he gives like a he waves at them. I think it's Yanai HaMelech also, isn't
yeah.
it?
I know the story, but I don't recall what it's
Yanai.
Okay. Anyway, so we're not finished. By the way, this point that you just spoke about the tzitzit, that was, we were quoting from Rashi, because Rashi says you're not aware. If you look at Rashi, Hakem and Tzitz Shemene Nech, it's about halfway down. Tzitz HaKoydish, you have that brother Shai?
About there.
Halfway down the Omid. Hakem
and Tzitz Shemene Nech. It's opposite the Tosfos of the same Divrei Maschal.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Tzitz HaKoydish on Mitzvah, V'yamdu al Regleim, they're all going to stand up, Lefi Shek, Shem Kosovoy, V'yamigalu Aslibam, V'yavagav V'lav Shas Avoida, K'dom Berek Beis, B'tekoin, and Nitnu Lehanes Behem. That's why he suggested go and put it on now, so that with this you will infuriate them. Rashi, the Surah Shas adds a word. They're going to be so outraged that you're wearing the tzitz that they're going to be moich and say, you shouldn't be the koyin, shouldn't be the koyin gadol. You have enough covered
you
with...
You should know that. I mean, even though the kohanim are not malachi asharis, but they still, not that they could spend time going in a... You know, parading around in the beginning. Who knows? They have time to change it.
Apparently, he was so busy and warring that he didn't have enough time to learn the daf, and he didn't know anything about it.
Was looking for the salad dressing.
Yeah. By the way, the Tosis, by the way, disagrees with Rashi. If you look at this, Taka parallel Tosis, as you said, Hokalim Mitzitz, Pishra Kundras, Abagav Lasha Voida, etc. Only Nitna Tunu Machishores, Mash Meshaloi Mitzerich Asira, and down 8 or 9 lines into the Tosis, Mavar Shabin Tam, the daf Gitzitz. So therefore, Toysa says that's the reason why Dafki put on the tzitz instead of putting on Ichweis the Ksoinis or something like that, or the Mitznefes. The reason is because he wanted to go.
So he knew it was a little Talmud
Chacham. So according to Toysa, he was a Shtikl Talmud Chacham. And Lezer Pek Be'ira was, and he told him, put on the tzitz, we'll see what their reaction is going to be.
He said it was
Chabez Chashmonai,
so that was their whole
Avera.
They took on both the
exactly, and the Kuna. Exactly right. Zokti, we're right. So now Elozim ben Peter says to Yanai, Yanai HaMelech, Hedrich Yisrael, Tachu, Dinai. A regular Hedrich Yisrael, in other words, a regular normal commoner, if he gets upset, he gets upset, and he gets angry, and he gets red, and he gets upset and angry. V'at the Melech v'koyin Godel, says Mendy. V'at the Melech v'koyin Godel. You should go and be soivel. You should tolerate this type of insolence and this type of impudence. Insult against you. They've been so offensive to you. They're saying you shouldn't be kohen gadol. Who asked them? So everybody else, and they claimed about you that you had a problem with your yichus, with your lineage, and you saw we did a full investigation and you came out smelling crystal clean. Everything was beautiful. So kachodimcha. So now once again, Yanei Mech says, "Amaya, so what do you recommend I do?" Said him, "Im atishamei latzos. If you listen to me, roim say. What means roim say? Says Rashi, horgam. You should go and kill them all." So now Yanei Melech, although he was not a nice guy, as we'll soon see, but it's a chos epis, a little Yiddish guy he had in him. The Torah matayla. So if we're going to kill out all the Chacham Yisrael, what's going to be with the Torah toisha? So he answered him, "Kruchu menachos v'kerenz obvious. Just go to the library. There are a lot of svarim there, or at least go to Arna Kodesh and you have a sefer Torah. Take it out. Kol reitzel l'ilma yavilmoid. We'll have a new generation of Tamid Chacham." Apikorsis now went into the head of Yanei HaMelech. To have a little maimah, he should have responded, "Tainach Torah Shebachzab." Okay. Sefer Torah, you're right. Torah Shebachzab, my. After all, there's no written text. Here you can go and say, "Look in the Keren Zovius," and pull out.
There's no time of Avli yet.
Exactly. So, my, what are we going to do? There was not even an Arskol Kamar. Can you imagine? So, Miyad, he got very angry, the Yanei HaMelech, but Toitze Tzoro'o. Rashi says the word Toitzit has two definitions here. One from Vayotzeis Tzitz, that it sprouted, Vayigmosh Kedem, which is appropriate since we're talking about Koyin Godel, we're talking about Aharon HaKoyin, Vayotzeis Tzitz, is Vayotzeis Tzoro, the evil in him sprouted. Or another Pshat says Rashi that the word Toitzit comes from the word Nitzitzon, Nitzitzon means a spark, like a spark that comes out from a fire. So you could say on both of them, Aide Elozim and Pa'ira, based on Elozim and Pa'ira inciting and making these wonderful suggestions to Yanei HaMelech, Vayargo kol chachmi Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar killed out all the chacham, Vayoyle mishtoimim, Ad shebo Shem ben Shetach. The only one that was left was Shem ben Shetach. How come he wasn't killed out?
He's his brother-in-law.
So Rashi says, because achi ishtoi hoya v'hech b'yaseh. The Mrs. Yanei HaMelech knew her husband and heard from him that he's going to kill out all the chachmi Yisrael. So she quickly called her brother Shimon Shetzer. She said, "Shimon, you hide in the tunnels. Make sure he doesn't get to you."
Also, Yeshua ben Prachia ran away to Egypt. Mm-hmm. The story with his Talmud Yeshu.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens at this time. He was a himach to Plata.
As a result of
yes,
this,
yes, yes. Yeshua ben Prachia. Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Shimon Shetzer. Street name after Yanei. Why do we have a modern day street in Yerushalayim named Yanei HaMelech?
Why do we have people in Israel named Nimrod?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other questions like that. Why did the Prime Minister have to make his announcement on Friday night and be Mechal Shabbos and cause a million other people to be Mechal Shabbos?
Must have had a good reason.
I'm sure. Anyway.
They probably went to Mutzah's go to the Torah and they said.
Yeah, I'm sure for sure. The Hex is the Torah, Leoishna, and Baruch Hashem Shemeshetah was able to restore the Torah to its former glory. That's the end of this Nebuch terrible story. But remember, we brought this not just to go and tell the story, because Abayi wants to bring a riot to his din that Eid Echad with Shtikas, Kaidah, and Neman. Zechidah. What's the story about the Yichus of Yanei HaMelech, that originally they were saying that he comes from Meshvuya, and then afterwards it's finished? Eilim and the Beitrei Amri, Ishtaboy. If initially there were Taka two Eidim that said, we know for a fact that the mother of Yanei HaMelech was taken as a Shvuya. And that's the basis of why they said he's probably a cholot. Obeitrei Amri lo yishtaboy. Now two people now come on the scene and say, we respectfully disagree. We were there at the time. Not true. My chaz is amazchani, so my chani. So why do we believe the second one more than the first one? It's two against two. It's not choshes. So he should remain in his chazaka.
Cheskes kashus.
Well, either in his cheskes kashus or in the chazaka that people have been saying about him. He's a shvuya. But why do we now say, okay, he has a clean bill of record. Everything is fine because of this new... What was the Gemara's lashon? They said, "Navihiluka shadav v'loy nimtza." What mean v'loy nimtza? Okay, so you have now two against two. It's not v'loy nimtza. Ella, therefore, said the Gemara, must be told by be'ed echad. Ah, the original story about it was be'ed echad. But ta'im deka makashile beitrei. What probably happened now? Two people came on the scene. Vayivuka shadav v'loy nimtza. So two against one. That's why we mavatel the initial eight. But what happens if we didn't have two new people coming on the scene? Mehemet. We would remain with that edus of the Eid Echad, and therefore, Zokti Gemara, I have a raya, says Abaye, that Eid Echad is Neman. Verova, la oyelam treya treya. Really, it's talking about there were two against two. But you said if it's two against two, then how do we go and knock out the first two? Why are the second any better than the first? Like Gemara says, my chazan says, sam chazan is my chani. So Gemara, can I bring a bach? But I'm in yumi, be'edi azamach, and I'm be'edi azamach. It's talking about that the second pair of Edom, they really knew nothing about Yoshua and Nishvuya. And we know that that's the chiddush in Hazama, that even though I should say, why are you any better? If the first two say we were in Chicago, how can the other two say, no, you were in California? In other words, why do I believe in the second two more than the first two? That's the chiddush, one of the chiddushim in Hilchos Hazama. So therefore, that's why they believed it, and that's why Divuk Shadavu, like Nimtza, ended a parsha. Oh, there's another pshat. This pshat is very interesting. After the mother of Yanei HaMelech was taken into Shvuya, into captivity, what the friends or family quickly did was they were able to take her out and substitute instead a Shivcha instead. So that unfortunately, who did they live with? Who did they violate? The Shivcha and not Yanei's mother. Yanei's mother, they were able to get out very, very quickly. I guess it was probably some sort of mulchama of some sort. They were able to quickly extract her, pull her out from the situation. But of course, they would notice immediately that their hostage is missing. So they immediately made a substitute with a shivcha, and that was the Yivukish HaDavar, that nothing ever happened to the mother, and therefore he was not a chol after all. So bottom line is, Abaye brought two rayas to his shita, and Rava deflected both. And now Rava bringing rayas to his shita. Omer Rava. How do I know? How do I know that what? That one aid, even with Shikakaita, is Einoi Naman. Then we have a Mishnah Omar B'Shemin. Ma'isa b'megura shel diskim b'yavna. Shoyisai medes b'cheskash shleima. O madadu b'nimtis chaseira. Megura over here means a mikveh. Rashi says a megura is mayim, like a pool of water for a mikveh. Shel diskim is either the name of an individual or it's the name of a place. So this mikveh of diskim, it was b'yavna. Diskim apparently was a shchuna, if you hold it as the name of a place. It was a neighborhood within Yavna, or close to Yavna, or what have you. Otherwise it belonged to a person by the name of diskim. Anyway, so he said, medet b'cheskash shleim. Everybody knew that this mikveh was shalem. We remember the Chanukah Sabayis, which was made with a great fanfare, and they measured it. It wasn't 40 so, it was 50 so, and everything was great. And now, it's a year later. And now we are moided it. And now we find that it's only 39 so, there's no 40 so. What do we do now? All those taharas that have been made over the last period of time, what's their din? Do I have to assume that they are all still tamei? In other words, any people or any kalim that we toivled in this mikveh at the time that they toivled, was it still 40 so, or was it already down to 39?
Ace is the first mission in Nida.
So whatever you're going to answer, you're going to be right, because in fact it's a machlekes. Hayreptarif and mitaher for mekiv and mitami. So it really goes together. It's called Tarish and Asal Gabo, Yerb Tarif and Matar, Rabbi Kim Matami. And now we're going to have somewhat of an extended dialogue between the two. Omer Tarif. Mikveh Zeba Cheska Sholem Hu Ayin. It had a chazaka, right? It was a sholem. The Safik at the bar, Lechasroi. Based on a Safik, you want to go and say that maybe it was already chaser yesterday and last week and 2 weeks ago. Al-Chasroi, leave it on its original status quo and its original Cheskas Kashrus and say everything is tar. Rabbi Kiva, you're looking at it from the Chavtis perspective. Right. You got to look at the Gavra. Odom Zed, the person who toiled in the Mekhem Cheskes, Tomei Huma Oymit. What's the reason why he went to the Mikveh? Because he was Tomei. Misafik got to Bola Tara. You don't know for sure that he became Tara. So based on a Safik, maybe he was toiled in a kosher Mikveh, maybe he didn't. After turning to Misafik, he can't come in the time based on a Safik. So that was Rabbi Kiva's response. Rabbi Tarfin. Marshal, I'll give you a marshal, a person who has been bringing Kabbalah to the Mizbech for a while. And now we hear Menoshu ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Apparently he didn't know, the Olim, the Kahanim didn't know. We find out that he was a Cholol. What's the din? Shavidosi Ksheira. Any avoided that he did to date, it's kosher. We don't automatically disqualify all the avoided he did. It's kosher. But once he's done it already and he didn't know, what else is shit? Amr Vakiva. So what is he trying to prove from that? He's trying to prove the same thing over here. We didn't know anything about the chesaron in the mikvah. Chesaron in the mikvah only turned up today that we now did a medida and we saw that it's daka chaser. So anything that was done until now should be like the avoyda ben grusha ben chalutza that we avodos ksheira. But the avod it's kosher. If you toivled already yesterday, you're okay. Amr Bekiva, don't bring a mashal from a case of a cholol. Bring a case of a balmum. Mashal oimin a makav gam mizbech. Menoyd yishu balmum. Oiv avay is a balmum. Shavadas absula, the avoyda is possible. Even b'di'evit. See here too, it's as if all of these people that went to the mikveh, they were all, in a sense, like Bali movement. And even though it's la'achar ma'isa, they toivul, but havaras
b'sula. Even b'di'evit.
Even b'di'evit. So now the question, of course, is, both of them are giving a nice mashal. Which mashal is closer to the nimshal situation? Right? Here we're not talking about nishka bal mum and nishka chol, we're worried about the mikveh, they become tar. So Amr of Tarfit, after the misal bal mum, you did a great job with your mashal, Rabbi Kiva, and you were medamed, you made a parallel to Bamba. Vani demisav leben grusha ben chalutza. And I said it's comparable to the case of a cholo. Nearly midoyma. So let's go a little bit further. You know, it's nice to have the mashal, but let's delve a little bit further into it. Let's see in which case is it really closer the mashal with the nimshal. Idoyma leben grusha ben chalutza, nedenik ben grusha ben chalutza, like me, that bediyevit abedosik sheira. Imdoyma balmum, nedenik balmum, and we'll say that it's apostle, like you say. So Rabbi Kiva said, fine. Hiskel Rabbi Kiva Lodun. So Rabbi Kiva said, let's go and be done. I agree with you. Mikva psuloi biyachid. Ubalmum psula biyachid. Now what means mikva psula biyachid? Mikva is an inyan of isur. And we know when it comes to isur, eid echa nemi bi isurin. Right? If this happens to be tohar or tameh, it's not an inyan of mominis, it's an inyan of isur. So therefore, eid echa nemi isur. If one eid says that the mikva is possible, not in our case, he's saying in general. Mikvah can become possible based on one person saying that it's possible. Ubalmum psula biyachid. Balmum, the same thing applies to the psula biyachid. If one person says that this fellow is a balmum, he is ne'aman. How do I know that he's ne'aman? The Gemara will discuss it a little bit further down the Amud. But in this respect, a mikvah and a balmum are both the same, that they can both be compulsive by one individual. You don't need two eidim, one person. However, it talks about a cholol. They need two eidim. One is not enough. Oh, so you really see the seeds of Rava's raya from this maisa and from this brisa over here, where I see that by ben rusha ben chalutz, which is talking about a royois, you need two and not just one. We'll see shortly. Dover aches Rabbi Yochanan. I have another pshat. Mikvah psuloi begufay. The problem with mikveh is a psul in the guf of the mikveh itself. Balmum psul begufay. The balmum has a problem on his own body, begufay. Vayechir ben rusha ben chalutza shek psul me'achirim. It's not the ben rusha ben chalutza that there's a problem with that individual personally. The psul stems from
externally.
What's the external?
His mother.
Exactly. So it's not that the chesaron started with the ben rusha ben chalutza. This is already
prior,
and therefore you don't have any cheskes kashas, because even before the person was born, he was already a cheskes psul, because the mother, if chas shalom, she was married to, she was a grusha, and she was married to a koyin, then the child's going to be a chol, and she becomes herself in the schala. Anyway, therefore, zoktach Rabbi Yochanan, thank you. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Tarfin, therefore, which is the closer case to go and say? It's the Balmum case, either because of Yochid and Yochid, or because it's Begufay and the Chol is a Psulim Me'achir. Reb Tarfin was so impressed. Reb Tarfin, Akiva, kol ha-poyrish mimcha ke-poyrish min achayim. Whoever leaves you, in other words, leaves your yeshiva, doesn't continue to go and learn Torah from you, ke-poyrish min achayim. It's as if you're leaving the life in this world. Because the real life is, Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ovet Tzimchim Yusha, the Yidin that learn Torah and live Torah. So leaving you is like leaving life itself. Okay, so that's the end of the story. Now we're going to try to bring a raya to Rava. Rava is going to try to bring a raya lishi tosoi, that even though you have a shtika kaido with an eid echad, ain't a neman. Hai balmum shepsulei biyochid heichidami. Explain to me, we said a moment ago, a mikvah is possible biyochid, so that we explained, because eid echad and biyisurim. Then we said Balmum is also psula biyachid. Hey, Chidami, explain to me what are the fact pattern over here. if someone says about, hey, Yankel, you're a Balmum, I'm an Edech, and I know that you're a Balmum. And Yankel says, what are you talking about? You're a Meshigana Tzedrait. Get out of here. Me, Mehemen, why would I believe the Edech? You have to have a Pishnai Medim. El the Shazik must be like, the Yankel is quiet. Ah, and so what happens if you have eight echot? Mitashtika, shtika koido, you're neman. However, the Brisa continued on. There, he was also shoysik. And what did we say? Uktani mikvah psul biyachid, 1/8. Balmum psul biyachid, 1/8. Mitashtika, mikvah is possible. The Balmum is possible. Vayechir ben Grusha ben Chalutza, shepsul bishnaim, that 1/8 would not be enough. Even though there's an eight echot, mit ashtika, it doesn't do the trick. You still have to have two. So what do I see from this? That by a cholol, which the Gemara considers to be just like an inyan of arroyas, it's not mamish like the case of being mezana that Abaye v'Rav have a machlokes about, but it's also talking about inyanim of ishus, and he's saying that ben birushim and chalutza, 1/8 doesn't do the trick, even if the person is shoysik. So you see from that, says Rava, from this Bryce, have a right to me, that when it comes to Aroyas, if you have shtik kaido with 8 echad, eino neman gunish. And that's why then Grushim and Chalutza, you have to have two. No, this Bryce is talking about the case of Rav Akiva, that in fact, the Balmum and or the Chol is saying, no, it's not true, they're being makrish. And that's why Ben Grushim and Chalutz, you have to have two. I, the Kamas of my Mehemon, so why are you believed by one, by the case of the Balmum? Why don't you go and say, if he's Makhish, then the Eidechad is not believed. Says Imar, the Omalei, Shlach Achvi. He tells him, there's an easy way to see whether I'm right or wrong. Pick up your shirt. We'll see on your belly, do you have a mum? Don't you have a mum? In other words, this is something which we can easily verify. We don't have to, you know, it's not a theoretical thing with a thesis.
Historical. Was she captured?
Exactly. Shlach achvi, Rashi
did achvi. Evidence is in front of you. Just take a look.
Yeah, exactly. Pick up your shirt and we'll know exactly. You're tzinisht. Behind the diktoni, and that's why it says, mikvah psula b'gufay, u'malmum psula b'gufay, v'yichiyah ben grush ben chalush psula me'achirim. But the Gemara now is conflating, it's really merging the two svaras together. Because remember, the Gemara said, dover acher. So the first pshat was, psula b'yachid, ben grush mech psula b'shnai. So what the Gemara is now saying is, combine the two together, and he's explaining why tak is there a difference between one by the Balmum and two by the Cholol, because two for the Cholol, you can't just pick up your shirt and say, oh, you're a Cholol, you're not a Cholol.
It's not evident from his body.
Exactly, that's why you have to have Me'achirim, you have to do Agam Tetrisha V'chakira, the Gabi the mother. Didn't you watch Yeshvuyah? It's not a Yeshvuyah, what happened?
Was that?
But however, that's like, but Gabi Balmum, it's Begufa, if he takes off his shirt, you'll see, you're yours, is there a problem, not a problem, etc. Good. With this, we concluded that shtickl, and so bottom line is, Rava thought he had an iron raya, an ironclad raya, and a baisa nishka raya.
So we're left, we're not knowing that with the...
We're left, we have machlek zabayev Rava, and I think we're going to paskin.
Like a Rava.
Like Rava, exactly. It's not one of the outcome, exactly right. Now it says, Yimor ben Grushim and Chalutz, Davidosik Sheiram, you know, and we said, we took it for granted that if it's a cholet, the avoida is kosher. That's the raya that Reb Tarfin brought. We took for granted a balmum that did the avoida. It's possible even by the Yavid. Freitimara, how do you know by a chol of dosik sheira minolan? Minam b'shmul the amakrat says the pasuk. The hoysal loyul zari achra bris kunas oilam. And the Gemara darshin zari achra bein zera kosher bein zera apostle. Even the zera apostle, even the chalolim, there is a bris kunas oilam. A chol has a bris kunas oilam. He's not a kohen, it's a chol. And the answer is that's takel chetchila. But the Yavid, if he did the avoida, avodosik sheira. Oh, so that's how I know that ben rusha avodosik sheira. Avud Shmuel Amar Miyach. I have another right. Says the pasuk Baruch Hashem Chela Yofol Yotzita V'chatz V'snayim Kama M'san V'Yichkumen. This is by the bracha for lady. Says Baruch Hashem Chela. What means Chela? Afilu Cholin Sheboy. Chulin Sheboy. And the Chulin, of course, means even the Chalolim Sheboy. They also have a special bracha. And therefore, Afilu Chulin Sheboy Tirtza Baruch Hashem Chela for Yotzita Tirtza. That there is a Ritzoy for the avoidas that are brought by the chulin, by the cholin, that means by the chalolim, so therefore with the yavid you see it works.
Balmumi could share in the.
Well, Balmumi, we're going to have another drush in a minute.
Okay.
I have another right. It says, Vasal koinashi abiyam mehe. Could I go now to speak to Harna Koyin? Could I speak to any Koyin that lived in yesteryear? It's not here. What it means to say is, even though today we have found out that he happens to be a cholol, however, previously he was a kosher, we can rely on the kashrus that he had until now. In other words, his chesed kashrus, even though now he's never become nischal. That's all legabe the cholol. That b'diyaved of rasek shayim. What about, as you were pointing out, bal mum the rasek psula binola? How do I know? Only in Rishul Yomakros says in the pasuk lechein emor he knows and leas brisi shalom. That of course is Kadosh Baruch Hu said that to Pinchas. Says the Gemara, the word shalom is like the word kishu shalom, especially if a litvak is brisi shalom. Right, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a shalem v'lo kishu chaser. I'm only giving him brisi because he's a shalem. If he's a chaser, I don't give him his bris, which means that he's possible lavoide even b'dievet. Pray Timura, do me a favor. It doesn't say shalem. It says shalom with a vav. For shalom ksiv. Rav Nachman, vav de shalom k'tiyei. If you go into look into a Sefer Torah, you'll see that the vav of the word shalom is cut towards the bottom, and therefore, by cutting it, you're essentially cutting it out of the word shalom, so it's as if it would only say shalom shin lamed mem. That's one of the kavanas that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in giving the vav to be ketiyah to tell us that this halacha that what that is lois and lois brisi shalom after shi shalom v'loi kishu chasa the midyavet avedosai is psula.
So shalom is not shalom, huh?
The word, and shalom itself is not written bishleimus. It's written.
So the Baal Mumin would check the eitzim and the lishkasa eitzim, mm-hmm. and then they would partake of the korbanos.
That's correct.
Right. Would a cholol have that same? Is a cholol is a kal v'chomer if a Baal Mumin can do it? Who's pasul avoda? I mean, a cholol is
cholol like Yisra.
So a cholol, so Baal Mumin actually is stronger in that sense than
in that sense, yeah.
Than a cholol because correct. A Baal Mumin can participate in the besa.
Correct. Okay, everybody, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day, and Zach Gibbet. Yes, David.